Good morning. You're listening to PSA Today, a community forum for public affairs hosted by Jessica Levity for Wilkes Broadcast Group in Reno. The purpose of this 30-minute show is to give a platform to our local community builders and to promote public service. So sit back, relax, and learn what your fellow citizens are up to.
Good morning and welcome to PSA Today. On today's show, the president of Rotary Club of Reno, Mr. Kurt Chapman. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Jess.
So give everyone the lowdown, brief Reader's Digest. What is Rotary Club?
Rotary Club is a worldwide organization, about 1.2 million members around the globe. It's a service organization that takes on local and international projects to help make the world a better place.
I love it. And you guys have a major fundraiser coming up. Let's talk about it.
We do. Our club, the Rotary Club of Reno, is Nevada's first club that is actually celebrating a 100th birthday here in August. So as part of our functions each year, we have a major fundraiser that helps us collect up the funds that we use for our local community projects.
Okay, and talk about how this fundraiser works and the details everyone needs to know.
This is a fun fundraiser. We celebrate Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras, and it's coming up here next week on February 9th. It'll be held from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Reno Event Center down on 400 North Center Street. So it is a party. It is Mardi Gras. It is the place to be in Northern Nevada for Fat Tuesday. Consists of food and wine tasting. So we have a number of restaurants, over 20 restaurants here local that are going to be sharing tastes of their fare.
And they're all donating.
They're all donating. They certainly are. And we have wine distributors representing numerous wineries. They're going to be pouring wine tasting for everybody, 21 and over. And we also have some spirits and some local craft beer as well.
Perfect. And do people dress up for this event? Like, what's the energy going in?
The energy is very much New Orleans and Mardi Gras. So there are a number of people that have costumes reminiscent of Mardi Gras. Decorations, music, Zydeco. It's very much the feel of a New Orleans party.
I love it. And what's the wine tasting? How does that work?
Well, as you come in, again, if you're 21, you get a wristband, and you can go to any of the booths set up around this enormous event center and select any kind of wine you're interested in tasting, and you can even purchase there if you find some varieties that you really love.
So it's an all-ages event, but there's still options for those over 21.
Correct. Absolutely.
That's important to know. And there's an auction happening at the event. That's a major way to raise money. What type of items are you guys going to have?
Yeah, we have a silent auction that has a wide range of things, and some of the items are small gift certificates to restaurants and books and artwork, up to some very large packages, some getaway trips down to the Gulf of California in Mexico, some fishing trips, getaways that are a complete package deal. So a wide range of things that will be sold at the silent auction.
Man, that's an awesome. And besides an auction, you guys have a raffle, and there's a major raffle prize.
Yes, there is.
What is it?
It is a wheelbarrow full of wine.
What?
So we bring in all manners of bottles of wine and fill up actually two wheelbarrows full, and then we sell raffle tickets, and there's some cash prizes, but then the grand prize is a wheelbarrow full of wine.
All my dreams. So if you guys, this is your biggest fundraising event all year?
Yes. This is our major fundraiser that helps support numerous programs that we do throughout the year here in Reno.
What are those programs?
Well, one of the major ones is the Lemelson STEM Academy, where we help this Title I school with science, technology, engineering, mathematics curriculum. And we've had some great success over the past few years for that. We support the Nevada Science Fair. We donate to KNPB radio station here. Scholarships for local students. So it's just a variety of things that we put all the proceeds back right here into our local community.
I love that. And what other events throughout the year do you guys have?
We have a lot of events where the fellowship that our club members do, where we go out and volunteer at the food bank, and we do some cleanup days, a Rotary at Work Day, where everybody comes out and takes on a community project. So a lot of fun things. And of course, for the club members, we do tailgating at the UNR football games and some special trips that we get out and about. So the club is a service organization, but we also have a lot of fellowship, and we want to engage our members and make them feel good about being a part of our community.
I love that. Where can people get tickets for this?
Well, the tickets, you could go online to www.renomardigras.com, and you can purchase them there online. You can pick them up at will call.
Okay, and how much are the tickets?
The tickets are $75 each, and again, all the proceeds are going to our charities.
And once you're in, the food and the beverages are free?
It's all there. Yes, Okay. Exactly. You just roam around till you can't roam anymore.
So $75 gets you food, gets you drink, and then once you're in, you can also continue to support with raffle and silent auction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kurt, anything else that you want to promote about this event?
Well, it just it is a worthwhile party, fun in and of itself, but such a great motive behind it, that where we plow stuff back into our community. Well attended, well over 1,000 people each year. So if you want to come out and have the best time in Reno on Fat Tuesday, please come join our Mardi Gras party.
Where is this at?
It is going to be downtown at the Reno Event Center on 400 North Center. So we actually were in the ballroom for the last few years, but we outgrew it. So a good sign. So we moved across the street to the Event Center. So able to set it up where good circulation patterns, music playing, all the food and wine and spirits you can enjoy.
How many people do you expect?
This year it could be the 12 to 1400 level.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, it's a great party.
All the best fundraisers in Reno circle around booze somehow.
Somehow.
Like the brouhaha, 1400 people last weekend.
There you go.
All right. Well, Kurt, I appreciate you so much for doing what you do for Rotary Club, for coming on the show with me today. Again, it's renomardigras.com to get your tickets. And any final comments?
I just want to thank you and the X for being such a supporter and a part of this town.
You're so welcome. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Good morning and welcome to PSA Today. I'm your host, Jessica Levity. On today's show, I have the president from Rotary Club of Reno, Kurt Chapman. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Jess.
So tell me, what is Rotary Club?
Rotary is a worldwide organization, a leadership organization, a service organization that is around the globe, literally. About 1.2 million Rotarians around the world, over 200 countries, over 34,000 Rotary Clubs.
And how was it formed? Can you give me a brief history?
Well, it formed back in Chicago, 1905. A gentleman named Paul Harris and some of his professional cohorts decided they wanted a group where professionals of different professions could get together for fellowship and other avenues of service. So they formed this club. They called it Rotary because they rotated around to each of their offices for their meetings. And it was initially set up to specifically have individuals from a diverse range of different types of companies. So they didn't want it to be dominated by any one profession or any one industry. So it grew into this group of, there was a collection of local professionals.
And how did you get involved?
My father-in-law actually got me involved. He's been a Rotarian for many years and has served locally and within the district. So I've always been aware of it. And then he ultimately coaxed me into looking into the clubs. So I visited the various clubs here in the Reno Sparks area. We actually have 8 different clubs here. Different size, they meet at different times, and they each have kind of a different character to them. So found one that suited me the best and joined that about 13 years ago.
Wow, that's fantastic. And what are some of the things that you guys do locally?
Well, the club is has a service focus to it, service above self being the motto. So we do have a quite a local focus that we like to help out with, as well as an international. From the local service, our members are involved in a variety of things that include volunteering out at the food bank and helping out the Salvation Army and the Nevada Science Fair, number of things like this. But our largest philanthropy at this point and focus has been at the Lemelson STEM Academy. So it's a school that has a high need population, and we have helped now over a few years, and we are continuing to promote this STEM curriculum, science, technology, engineering, and math. And it has had some great results. The test scores, we can't take all the credit for it perhaps, but the test scores have certainly shown improvements over the last year and two. We've also helped with the literacy, gotten the parents involved, which has been quite a good change for them. So it's one of those programs that started out small for us. We were reading. Our members would go down and volunteer to read to the class once a week or so, and they really enjoyed that. We saw the need to make a bigger difference. So that's how we took Lemelson STEM Academy as our primary local focus.
So, yeah, I was just, you kind of touched on the question I was getting ready to ask, but I'd love to hear more about how, out of all of the things that you could do in Reno, how did you choose the school? How did you choose that this is where you wanted to put your focus? And what does the program look like? How exactly, besides reading, are you helping?
Always a challenge. There are so many needs around, clearly, and so many worthwhile causes and so many avenues to contribute. We had, in previous years, spread fairly broadly our focus and resources. As we'd done fundraising, we would help certain organizations. So we wanted to focus down and make a bigger difference. And the saying of instead of attacking symptoms, attack the root problem, we wanted to get in and make a change that would be a sustainable change. Youth is a huge focus of Rotary. There's a number of programs that invest in our future with looking after children. So that was a natural. And then as we saw this need in a high Title I school that free and reduced lunch and poverty and English language issues, mm-hmm. we said, all right, here's a place that we can make a big difference to help these kids progress and, you know, to steer them away from where you don't want them and to help them get to where they do. So this program is a curriculum that is heavy in STEM, which is one of the critical areas of education and for future industry in our country and in the world. And it's one that will help set them up for success through academics and out into a career. So it's brought together a number of things. Our members are passionate about it, and we have a chance to get in and volunteer and help and work with the program, as well as do our fundraising and try to help support them financially.
So as far as fundraising is concerned, is that coming in through donations? Are you guys writing grants? Is it a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. Yeah, the Rotary International has a large foundation through which we can seek grants and bring them back to local projects or to international projects. But for our main focus here with Lumelson, we do have done fundraising over the years, and our primary event is the Mardi Gras, the Fat Tuesday event that happens each year at the beginning of the Mardi Gras season. And it is the party. It is such a fun event in and of itself, but it is a great fundraiser. We have food and wine tasting. A lot of local restaurants show up. Wine distributors pour wines from numerous wineries. Raffles, silent auction, this sort of thing. Jazz band by students are generally there. The costumes, the sights, and the sounds of New Orleans. So it's a great party, but then it generates tremendous revenue for us to support the Lumelson program and other local.
I love it. So who can join Rotary and who belongs there?
Well, Rotary is very open. Generally, it is focus on professionals and leaders in its purest sense, but the age ranges are tremendous. We've got a variety amongst the clubs here in town. I said there are eight clubs. Ours happens to be the original, the first club in Nevada, the first club, and then we're the largest still. So ours has got more tradition perhaps and more high-profile local leaders, but many young business professionals, civic leaders, a variety of folks, a great representation of women in our club. And, you know, there was a point where Rotary was a man's club, and fortunately they got over that a few decades ago, and now we've got probably a third of the members in our club are women, and they're fabulous representatives. They're great Rotarians, and they do more than their share on a number basis. They're involved in so many things. So our youngest member we've known of is probably low 20s, and we've got one member right now that just reached 100.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's amazing.
A couple decades in there.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the four-way test?
Oh, the four-way test is one of the guiding principles that Paul Harris and company set up back in the day, and it kind of guides the things we think, say, and do. So it's just four simple principles. Number one is it the truth? Second, is it fair to all concerned? Third, will it build goodwill and better friendship? And fourth, will it be beneficial to all concerned? So the thought was just from an ethical perspective, when you consider the things you're doing in business or in personal relationships, these principles kind of guide you on to doing something successfully and in a most ethical fashion.
So it's not just before you guys take on a program, this four-way test can be applied to anything.
In all the things we think, say, and do is the intent. Yeah.
Give them to me again, the four-way.
Is it the truth?
Uh-huh.
Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendship? Will it be beneficial to all concerned?
There it is.
There it is.
All right. I love it. So in Northern Nevada alone, we've got eight clubs. And what's the differences in these clubs? Do they come together to do things? Let's talk about them.
Certainly. And Northern Nevada, I should say, probably has more, have more. Reno Sparks has the eight. And there's also Incline Village, and Carson City's got a couple, et cetera, out to Fallon. But here in Reno Sparks, there's eight clubs.
Oh, wow.
Four of them meet weekly for lunch meetings. Two of them meet at breakfast meetings. And two of them meet at dinner meetings. So there's some nice variety there.
Yep.
Varying in size. Ours is, as I said, the oldest and the largest, so we're at about 200 members, a little over. Another Sparks Club is a great traditional club at, I think, 125 or so, and then several of them are in the 40, 50, 60 range, and the smallest is probably 25. And then in terms of their character, I'm fascinated. I really enjoy one of the clubs here called the Midtown, Rotary Club of Reno Midtown. So as you would expect, it's kind of a young professional club, a lot of 20, 30s, and very vibrant and a whole different vibe and buzz than our club with large meetings and again, a more traditional a feel to it. So if someone is interested in it, we always recommend that they visit these different clubs. And if you know someone there, all the better to be invited and hosted. But you kind of get a feel for is this the fit for you, and not only the logistics of where and when they meet, but what is the characteristic of the club and the members, and would that be a good place for you to contribute and to help your service avenues be realized?
So you become a member of one of the sects, but you can pop around.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, very much so, actually. Attendance is one of the important parts of being a Rotarian. They don't want you just to come and have lunch and go home. You want to come and participate and go to the external events, the fellowship events, service events, etc. But attending is important. So we have the option of doing makeup meetings at any other club.
Okay.
So if my mind meets at Monday lunch, for example, so if I'm precluded from that, I can go catch dinner at the South Club in the evening on Tuesday. Or if I am traveling, there are 34,000 clubs around the world.
So you just have to attend one.
You can just show up, and you're very welcomed, and oftentimes you don't speak the language. You can be in another country. Some great apps on smartphones where you can say, I'm in Madrid. Where's the closest Rotary that meets on Thursday?
How cool is that?
It's fabulous, and we have small club flags, and it's traditional to exchange those. So if you know you're traveling and you're going to do some makeup meetings on the road, you want to take your club's flag along. You present it to their president during the meeting. They graciously present you with one that you bring back home. So each of the clubs kind of collects up the flags from where their member Rotarians have gone and visited and interacted with other clubs around the world.
I love this. Have you done any traveling Rotary meetings?
I have done traveling Rotary meetings. It's difficult for me at times when I'm traveling on work. I have great intentions, and you struggle to get there. But yes, I have done a couple interesting travels with my daughters who were involved with the Rotary Youth Exchange. So that took us to visit them in other countries where they were. So then that gave us the opportunity to meet Rotarians in Europe a little bit and in South America as well.
So tell me about this Rotary Youth Exchange.
It is a fabulous program, Jess. Broadly, Rotary has a great focus on youth. This, in my mind, is the pinnacle program. So it is the Rotary Youth Exchange that is a true exchange. So our district here in Northern Nevada exchanges with districts in other parts of the world, and we send a student, they send us a student. They're high school aged, 16 through 18. So it is. It either replaces one of your years in school, or my oldest daughter actually graduated a little young, and so she went on a gap year between high school and college. You go and live with a family, in some cases three families. They rotate through three, but you are a member of the family, not a guest.
Mm.
You attend high school. You have, you assimilate into the culture. You learn the language. A lot of the bonding actually took place with the fellow inbounds, other young people who were away from home and in a strange culture. So it makes lifelong relationships and friendships among the students, with the students and the parents. The host families value and gain as much as the students, I believe. The fellow students in school get to learn about other cultures. Here in Reno, we exchange with South America, Argentina, and Chile. We have Thailand, several places in Europe. My oldest daughter went to Denmark, so she was there for 10 months. And then my youngest went to Chile, and she was there for 10 months.
I cannot imagine doing anything that amazing when I was that young.
Same here. I don't recall if we had those opportunities.
Yeah.
And what a shame. I mean, it's especially as Americans. I mean, we live in, I'm biased, but the greatest country on earth. But we are so substantial. We don't deal with the diversity that in Europe, you can go from country to country to country faster than we can go from state to state.
Right.
Different cultures, languages. So seeing that and realizing that there is more out there, and there are many things we do well, and there's many things that other cultures do well. So it broadens the horizons of these students tremendously.
I think perspective is one of the best things that you can teach a kid. And one of the only ways to get perspective is to go get it.
I agree.
You can't teach perspective. You have to experience it.
You have to experience it.
So it sounds like, as I'm learning about Rotary Club, each Rotary Club locally will have a program that it does, but it sounds like there are some national programs like this youth one. Are there others that you can talk about?
Well, this one within Rotary, there are other levels of youth where they have leadership clubs at high schools. There is a Rotary Youth Leadership Academy that we sponsor students for a 1 week. It's between your junior and senior year. So they go up to a camp up in the Sierras, and they just learn leadership. So those things, I think, are just fabulous. Beyond the individual club activities, Rotary International has huge focuses. One of them, the most high-profile thing, is the eradication of polio. Rotary has led the way for decades now and has come so far. It is the collaboration of all manners of high-profile organizations and individuals. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is one that collaborates and helps support it. We have been around the world with Rotarians personally administering inoculations to small children in all these impoverished countries. And just recently, Africa, entirety of Africa has been declared polio-free, so it's down to two countries. Afghanistan and Pakistan have small areas that are difficult to reach and have issues going on right now that are making it challenging, but the thought of eradicating a disease from the face of the earth is just stunning.
Yeah.
And this has come in large part to the efforts of Rotarians.
That's fantastic. So back to locally, the Rotary Club of Reno is the largest in Northern Nevada, and you guys have a big anniversary coming up.
We have a big anniversary coming up, yes. We were founded August 1st, 1916. So next year on August 1st, we will be 100 years old. So
it's fantastic.
So we have entered our 100th year now. We're working toward our birthday, and we are have a number of things underway. We want to do something that is a commemorating that and Rotary's contributions. So working on a sculpture garden at Bicentennial Park downtown by the river. So we are going to reconfigure the park where it can have sculptures distributed around that will rotate on a annual or biannual basis. So once we get this constructed in time for our birthday, then it will be maintained and worked on, curated by a number of groups. The city of Reno is going to assist with that. A Burning Man is going to help with some of the curation of art. So we want something that the public can enjoy and that will be there for many years to come. And we'll commemorate the establishment of not just this club, but Rotary, any Rotary in Northern Nevada 100 years ago.
How do people get involved with that project?
We are working on it through the club. And at this point, we are in the design phase.
Oh.
When it comes down to there's numerous organizations that are helping us with in-kind services and supplies. We're going to have a contractor actually build it, so the amount of hands-on work that's available is yet to be seen.
Okay.
But it will be progressing and unfolding here in the springtime. And then on August 1st, we're going to have a gala event. We're going to have a nice dinner, and actually the Rotary International President is going to be here, which is very, very prestigious. So he's going to come visit us and wish us a happy birthday.
Where is he coming from?
He is from the U.S., and you've caught me where you are just based on his name. Our current president is from Sri Lanka, and then the following him is from the U.S., so he won't travel quite as far.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but to have
what a cool gig, though.
Oh, what an amazing gig.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So what other projects are happening? Do you know not just locally, but other international projects? Well, you mentioned the polio one.
The polio one is a joint one that everyone's come together. There are many opportunities, and one of the wonderful things about Rotary is people who are service-minded and want to make the world a better place have these avenues. And some people are passionate about various aspects, and local is a big focus. Some people are very passionate about international. Difficult to do any such thing on your own, so Rotary allows that vehicle to effectively do international work. One of the things that our club has done, again, a sizable club with resources, we have collaborated with clubs in other locations to work on projects. One of them over the last 2 years is in Uganda, Africa, Bawindi, a hospital there that trains nurses. As in most places, healthcare is extremely important, and the availability of health professionals is very limited. So a hospital was made on the edge of the wild preserve where everyone goes to see the gorillas and all the eco-tourism, and the pygmy people are actually there, were displaced out of that sanctuary, if you will. But they have their villages there, and we've helped to build and outfit a hospital that will train nurses that will then deliver health care across that nation. Mm-hmm. So we're just wrapping that one up, and it was very successful, and a number of our Rotarians actually got to go there and help and work on it. And now we are embarking on our next project, and that will kick off in January, where we're going to go down to Panama, and we're going to work on an orphanage down there. One of our members here in the Reno Club is Maria Sheehan, who is the president of TMCC, and she is retiring at the end of the year, actually. But she is from Panama. So she has relationships down there and has connected us there with a Rotary Club, as we did in Africa. You pair up with somebody who is on the ground and knows
love
the
this.
Needs.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're
very
collaborating
grassroots.
With them. Very grassroots. Very grassroots. Yeah. And to the extent we can bring resources and money, absolutely. We bring our help, our expertise, and we come down there and we hands-on get to work with in this case, an orphanage for special needs children who have been abandoned in one way or another. So we're really looking forward to that. I'm going to be on that plane myself on January 4th, heading to Panama.
Fantastic. So it sounds like Rotary Club, no matter your age, is a great organization to get involved in, to network, to make a difference, all of that.
Very much so. You know, it is a leadership organization and it is a service organization. So people don't generally come there primarily for as a networking professional association, but it
that's what happens.
It absolutely does, yeah. Because you meet people who are so substantial, who care, and who are accomplished in their own right. So you build these wonderful relationships of people that, again, based on the four-way test, these are ethical people who want to do good. So you feel good about doing business with someone who you meet in whatever profession here around town.
Yeah, just doing this PSA show for 3 years now, you talk to a lot of organizations who don't have opportunities for young people to get involved. And so one of the things, you know, young people, some of the best are looking for volunteer opportunities. And, you know, a lot of places require that you're 18 before you can volunteer or get involved. So just finding organizations that have a place for youth to make a difference is great, because I know a lot of kids trying to get into college are worried about resume building and things like that. And this is one of those organizations where you can build a resume and make a genuine difference.
Absolutely. And people want to make a difference, right,
yeah,
Jess? I mean,
they do.
You feel really good when you know you have helped out. And this is one of those avenues. So many of our events, Rotarians bring their family members or friends, whatever, can certainly show up. And they participate. The modeling, I think, to see adults, to see people out there rolling on a Saturday,
exactly,
helping out, you know, packing boxes at the food bank. You know, it's a lot of fun, but you know you're doing something constructive. And I think it's a great role view for the children to see, or young adults to see, and get that idea that, wow, it's not just about me.
Yeah, I heard a talk recently that giving service benefits three people. It benefits the person you gave service to. It benefits the person who gave service because it makes them feel good. And then it benefits the witness who watched you give service.
Yeah, that's very, very true.
Yeah, I love it.
And it just perpetuates itself. It's that paying forward thing that that amplifies the benefit.
There's so many things you can do with your time, and service is one of the ones that lifts your heart while keeping it humble at the same time.
Yeah, that's well put.
Thank you. So people looking to get involved, your club meets Mondays at noon.
We meet Mondays for lunch at Harris.
Delicious.
Yes, indeed. We've got a wonderful group. So, we're about 200 members. So at any one meeting, you've 120 or thereabouts. So it's a formal presentation. We have a business meeting or a club meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of a number of things. And then we always have a featured speaker. And we have some great speakers since the club is a sizable club and has a notable membership. We are able to attract some great speakers. So, as I said, three other clubs meet at lunch in various locations around Reno Sparks, two the early clubs that do breakfast, and two of them do dinner.
Perfect. So people looking for more info, how can they find it out?
Well, I would invite them to visit our website, which is www.renorotary.org, renorotary.org. And on there you can see information about our club, about our upcoming programs, about our other initiatives. And then there's also reference that shows you where the other clubs are in town. And if somebody is interested, you're generally invited or you're hosted by a member. But you could contact the president. You could, reach out and say, I would love to come and visit the Rotary Club of Reno Midtown or the Sparks Rotary Club. And you could get invited there and start to get a feel for, is this an organization that I want to be involved with? And is this particular club one that I would be a comfortable fit with?
Perfect. Well, Kurt, anything you want to add before we wrap up this wonderful interview?
Well, I would most certainly thank you for the opportunity to be here. I mean, Rotary is an organization that's been around well over 100 years. Some people know of it vaguely. The name rings a bell. Yep. But without knowing what goes on inside, it's quite surprising sometimes when they do learn that here is a group that exists for the sake of doing good. And it's trying literally to make the world a better place. There's people who have resources and know how to get things done and know how to bring financial resources to it. I'm super impressed that money that is donated, either ours personally or that is through fundraisers, goes into a foundation, and it is kept for 3 years, gains interest, and then comes back out and is applied. So over 100% of the money you donate is applied to a project. It's applied by volunteers, so there's no salaries. There's no overhead cost. It's all put to the use, which makes me feel really good. There are many good organizations out there, as I said, but many of them come with a certain percentage of overhead cost that doesn't get your dollar to the project. With Rotary, you really make a difference. And the things that have been accomplished have just been stunning.
Well said. What a way to wrap up this interview. If you want to learn more, renorotary.org. And if you know a nonprofit organization or fundraising event that could benefit from some time on air with me, you can email me at publicaffairs@wilksreno.com. I thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back next week.